Sports opinion with chicken and beer is flowing here, wrapped up in the podcast network rotation. Sports opinion with chicken and beer is flowing here, wrapped up in the podcast network rotation. Sports opinion.
Well, it's the M.I. Cricket Letter coming around the south, rolling straight hammers and bows in that old southern south. Please, ain't nothing but incense in my atmosphere. I'm bending corners in my lag bar, cause that's how we been rolling here. Yeah, the slang is in effect because it's Georgia kicking the gang. He's and I need to pack in your pieces cause you're supposed to cut. Catfish and grits is how my flow flows. Rolling steady in that caddy, but the 50 bottles got to go. See, juice and gin used to be my friend from the beginning. Now I'm just a player sipping salt every now and then. To catch a buzz like a bumblebee. Niggas who try to fuck with me get sprayed like Ray, cause it ain't nothing.
See, my heat is in the trunk along with that quad knock. No, my heart don't pump no Kool-Aid. Dropping, you'll get too sprayed. Who raised your block? The one and only outcast. Many a nigga's falling fast and I continue blasting. Quickly, they ain't gon' get me. Got something for them. The devil up in your grill and you still don't even know them. Show them who's the okay. Like collard greens and hoe cakes. I got soul. That's something that you ain't got. That's why your style is rotten. Stop in the land of ATL. Where nothing but pimps will be equipped. Quick to make a sale. Swell. Swollen, got my pockets. Business booming like rockets. Folks try to stop it, but they know that it's bad.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Beer and Chicken Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Mr. Span, and right now we rocking out to some old-ass Outkast, man. Southern playlist of Cadillac music. Rock out with your boys.
So scream when you hear the team of two. My crew, we think it's two fat hoes. It's in off in a room. I'm tacking my tag backwards. If you want to be acting wrong, word is wrong like super glue. It's funky like poop with scoop. And every word I say, you can screw.
Well, okay, don't get cast out. I swear to God, I got the highest moving Cadillac to Bill, can you handle that, you rat? I take my time cruising around the city malls. And under my seat, but you suckers is your final curtain call. The one two to the gauge, P-U-M-P. You wanna do a jack, I heat the barrel till it's empty, get me. See, I ain't really getting in where I fit. Organizes on the track with the southern playalistic shit. So copy my slang and bite my shit, but don't try gaffling me, cause sleeping you get served with some southern hospitality.
What's cracking, y'all? It's been a week since last time we talked to y'all, and I got the homeboys Walt locked down and the homeboy Cliff, a.k.a. DJ Neff. Say what's up to the people's fam.
What up, y'all?
What's happening?
Not a whole hell of a lot, man. Not a whole hell of a lot.
you know something we ain't did in a minute?
What's that?
We used to always say what we was drinking.
You know what, you're right.
The first few shows, we used to talk about what we drink.
Well, if you guys can see, I am double fisting some Stella Artois tonight. I am double fisting the Stella tonight. What you rocking?
I have in my cup Bud Light Orange.
Okay, so how is that, man? Is that like a knockoff Blue Moon?
I've never had Blue Moon, so I couldn't tell you.
Well, Span, it's not a knockoff Blue Moon because Blue Moon is wheat and Bud Light Orange.
It's an orange. It's orange. It's like a Bud Light Lime, but it's orange.
Bud Light Lime, but they use orange zest as opposed to the lemon zest. I mean, the lime zest. Okay. Mm-hmm. Bud Light Lime used to be my shit years ago, man. I used to fuck Bud Light Lime up.
Bud Light Lime was good when it first came out. I got two fingers of Makers. Neat.
Oh, okay. Oh, highfalutin ass nigga over there. All right, we see you.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got my chalices for the Stella, man. I ain't got my chalices. My wife threw all my chalices away.
I don't know what liquor store y'all got there, but here you can go to.
Hey, I got clipped down for a nigga that quick that carry a flask.
You might be close, depending on what's going on.
Hey, low key, man, New Year's coming up. I might have a flask on me. Goddamn it, shit.
I'm trying to tell you, man.
Shout out to the Uber drivers who gonna be driving on New Year's Eve, man. Y'all gonna get paid, and I'm gonna get lit. What's been going on with you, man? What's up with you, Cliff? What you been up to, bro?
Man, working and getting ready for Christmas. You know, not gonna be here for Christmas. Taking a fam to Philly. We gonna be in Philly for a week.
Oh, look at that.
So, yeah, man. So, you know, try something new, man, and take the kids, let them see something else, experience something new.
Take them go see the Liberty Bell and shit. You know, that's what's up, man. Go get you a Philly cheesesteak.
Actually, when I have you ever had a Philly cheesesteak, though, from Philly?
No, I've never been to Philly, man.
Well, when I went to Philly a few years back, I was not impressed. I went to three spots. I was not impressed. I was like, yo, give me a hot dog. Like, But for everybody that's listening, if you from Philly, I got the best food in the world. You hear me? In the world, Craig. Facts.
What about you, Walt, man? What you been up to, man?
same old, man. Just working. That's it, man. Working, trying to get as much rest as I possibly can. Ready to get Christmas over with, man. It's stressful. Christmas is stressful, man.
I hear you. See, I be peeping Walt on the social media, man. Walt be out there like showing us his work toys and shit. Got the little tractor, little John Deere tractor and shit. You're like, yeah, man, gotta go.
I know, right? he got the backhoe straight on the Facebook.
Yeah, man, you know, I gotta go out here and fix these damn holes these kids done dug up. You know what I'm saying? Gotta fix this shit. Get your lazy ass up. It be 4 a.m, Walt ass out in the motherfucking outside landscaping and shit.
I'll be out there in the snow and ice, bro.
I feel you, man. Shit, I was at work.
It'd be cold as hell.
I was at work today. This lady set up a damn service renewal for her house and forgot that we was supposed to been coming. She wasn't even there. We sat around and waited for her ass and shit. That was the quickest service renewal ever done in the history of service renewals. Nigga, we did that shit in about 20 minutes. We was in and out that motherfucker. Got paid for 8 hours. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. But, yeah, you talking about that Christmas shit. I was talking with some of the cats at the job today, man. It was like, yo, man, I used to be real excited for Christmas. Christmas used to be my favorite time of the fucking year. Now I look at all of this shit like, man, how much is shit going to cost me, man? like everything's a bill because the bills don't stop. But everybody wants shit for Christmas. The bills don't stop, though. So I think my...
You know what? I made a deal with my son, right? Mm-hmm. He said he wanted a Nintendo Switch. I never heard of a Nintendo Switch.
Really?
Okay. I mean, we bought him a Xbox One last year. And, you know, I'm not a big gamer fan. You already know that. I play Madden by the extent of gaming. But he wanted a Nintendo Switch. I said, here's the deal. I'll buy you a Nintendo Switch. And you have to have damn near all A's and B's. I'll give them the benefit of that with a badass C in there, just in case. You know? But he on track. I said, you get all A's and B's, you get a Nintendo Switch. Mm. You know? When I Googled a Nintendo Switch to see what it was, I was like, they just reinventing fucking the Game Boy on like level 1 million. You know what I'm saying?
But you know pretty what, though? Much. A lot of the people that I know that got that Nintendo Switch, they really do like that shit, man. Like that's like one
word.
It's one of the like the hotter systems going out. Like I don't know if they're selling more than Xboxes right now, but they selling pretty goddamn well.
I mean, that's what my son asking for, Xbox One.
Yeah, like I saw some shit earlier today. They were saying like the PlayStation 4 to like surpass the Xbox One and the Xbox 360 in total sales and shit. I'm like, wow, that's a lot of yeah. Like in total overall sales, they were like, I think the PlayStation data sold like 80 million PlayStation 4s or some shit. I ain't like I remember when and Shay saying because of the VR, that could be it. But I do remember when the Xbox One came out, it was coming bundled with that Kinect, and a lot of folks was like mad that you had to get the Kinect. It was like, I got to spend an extra $100 for the Kinect. But truth be told, man, if it hadn't been for that Kinect, I don't even know if I would have bought the damn thing, because I got an Xbox One too. And I'm like, I don't even know if I would have bought it. I still use that motherfucker to control my TV in the basement. Like, real talk.
Yep.
I do voice everything in my house, dude. You know, I got the Google Homes, and man, shit, I ain't trying to remember a goddamn channel. I don't know what the channel numbers is, man. I'm like, hey, turn to HBO, goddamn it. And motherfucker go to HBO. Like, I don't know what a channel is no more, man. Speaking of that, like, me and my wife were trying to find something to watch on TV yesterday. And I seen this commercial for Xfinity. You know, they talk about you got the X1 voice remote or whatever. You could say something into the remote. Like, you could say a movie quote from a movie, and it'll find the movie for you, right? So in the commercial, like, the guy says, Yippee-ki-yay, and Die Hard shows up, right? So I did the shit, and I'll be damned. All the Die Hard showed up. But then I was trying to look for The Last Dragon, so I was like, nigga, please. Last Dragon didn't show up, though. No, it didn't. No, the goddamn dragon was found, nigga. Man, that's enough of the banter, man.
Real quick, man. Shout out to Shay, man, who on the chat.
The unofficial official.
Loyal fan.
Hey, she came out to the, she came up for the fundraiser, man, for Susan G. Komen.
That's what's up, man. Shout out to Shay, the unofficial official co-host of the Beer and Chicken podcast. Cause Shay be coming through, man. Shay,
your opinion matters here.
I'm saying. So we gonna get right on into this, man. And yo, Walt, we gonna kick this shit off with you, homie. What you got for us tonight here on these Beer and Chicken podcast streets?
Oh man, should the Lakers really be interested in acquiring Carmelo Anthony? I personally say, hell yeah.
Nigga, please.
That was timed perfectly.
So go ahead, man. Give your spiel, man.
I say hell yeah because of the simple fact, only reason they want that the shit even makes sense is because it's LeBron James' homeboy, and he don't want to see his career end like that. And I think that's a very noble thing of LeBron James, if they acquire Carmelo Anthony. And I think he can help the team. I think
it's not never, not never.
Span is on his game tonight. Span is on. You better have that same energy when you and Cliff speaking with your finger on that button. Mm-hmm. But listen. do y'all think Melo done, or do y'all think the Lakers should give him a shot?
Man, I told you a couple weeks ago that Melo was done. I said that Melo should probably take his talents over to China, go ahead and extend that career, open himself up to a whole new market, get him some people that's going to worship him like a god, like they did Stephon Marbury, and that would probably be the best route for Carmelo Anthony. That's just, I said that, man.
Oh, China? So go to China versus play with LeBron?
Well, here's the thing, man. I think right now what LeBron is doing is he's putting his name up there in the Homie Hall of Fame, man. He's extending a bone.
Flat out.
He's extending a bone
okay.
To his
homie. I admit that.
He's extending a bone to his homie. Like, man, look, I love you. You my boy. I don't want to see you go out like that. Come on over here with us, man. You know, we got a little spot for you, man. You know, I'm over here with all these youngins, man. You know, they can learn a little bit from you or whatnot. But I don't think it's anything more than that. I don't think you're going to see – I don't think the expectations of the Lakers would be any more than they are right now. Like, nobody's really expecting a whole hell of a lot from the Lakers. And if they get Carmelo Anthony, they're still not going to be expecting a whole hell of a lot from the Lakers. I mean, that's just pretty much what it is. I think that – excuse me. I think that LeBron going ahead and saying, yeah, I would love for like Carmelo to come here. I mean, that's like Homie Hall of Fame shit. But as far as like any tangible, real results happening from Carmelo showing up in a Lakers uniform, I don't really see much of it, man. I just think it's just like a nice gesture for a homie to do for another homie who he don't want to see go out and just like his career is over. On the note that it ended in Houston. That's what I think is happening there, man. I think Carmelo's pretty much done, bro. And I don't know what the hell happened to Cliff, man.
I think playing with the homie though, I think playing with the homie will give him a little bit of energy, man. I think it'll give him some energy that he haven't had in a long time.
Well, he's playing with the homie in Houston.
No, that's different. No, it's not. LeBron, man.
That was not. They was all tight. Brian. It was all tight. Like LeBron, D Wade.
Brian run the Lakers though, man. They play that. You know what I'm saying? Like they Brian run.
Is
the
he
Lakers.
Running the Lakers? Is he running the Lakers? Because hell, if he was running the Lakers, they'd have Carmelo's ass in uniform already.
Carmelo wasn't on a banana boat, was he?
I think that was just
D Wade, LeBron, and
I think the relationship that LeBron has with D Wade is a lot closer than the relationship.
I said that for Mr. Duke, Canuck Duke in the chat room.
With the rest of those dudes. I think those dudes are like, they were close. But, you know, for the most part, man, like, I just think that LeBron, like I said, man, I think LeBron just doing the homie Hall of Fame shit. Like, yo, man, I put down for you, man. Like, now whether they sign you or not, he like a nigga that's trying to get you a job and he can't really get you the job, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, man, you up in Chrysler, man. Why don't you, look out, man.
Why don't you look out? Mellow Corrigan and like that. Come on, look at they blank. Look at Houston. Man. Houston still sucking without him.
Hey, check this
they
out,
still
man.
Sucking without him.
Hey, I'm telling you,
They blame that shit on him, man. That shit wasn't on him.
Hey, man,
bro.
He got bad references on his resume, my nigga. He like, he got bad references on his resume. It's like, like I said, man, it's like trying to get your homeboy up in the plant, man. You know, like, hey, man, I seen Chrysler hiring, man. You my dog, man. Get me in there, man. Come on, bro. And you like, all right, man, give me your application. He put in the application. You're like, but I can't get you the interview, though, bro. I mean, you got to get that interview yourself. Once you get your interview, then you straight. You know what I'm saying? It seemed like that kind of hookup, man. Well, like, I can get you the motherfucking, I can put your application in, but I can't get you the job, my nigga. That's what this seems like. This is what Carmelo has become. But not only that, man.
Those damn references.
I kept telling you this, man. Like when we was talking about this last time, I was like, yo, man, is Carmelo done? I was like, Carmelo should take his ass over to China, man. Reinvent his whole career, man. He might even extend it another 5 or 6 years, man, just by going to motherfucking China.
I'm emotional. I'm emotional.
Be emotional all you want.
My guy can't go out like this, bro.
That's
they can't get Brian. Get him on the squad. But get him the interview, Brian. Let him get the interview, bro. Damn, man.
We got to get Cliff back up here. I don't know what the hell going on with his shit.
He just said bring him in the chat.
I did. I resent the shit and everything.
Cliff having my problems this week.
I know, right? And your shit like synced up and everything, man. You got good audio today, man. Like what you do to your AT&T, man? What you been working on with it? You got your Wi-Fi.
I got Xfinity now. I ain't had AT&T in a while. I've been having Xfinity for a while.
Okay. You got your Wi-Fi extender and shit.
It's still, but I'm telling you, it's not the internet. It's more my computer, man. My computer is it don't have much space on it, and then it's like full of shit, so it runs slow.
I'm teasing, bro. I'm teasing.
I know. But no, it ain't the internet though, man. The internet works fine.
Yeah, man.
I need a new laptop. That's what that shit about.
Okay, so say that Carmelo does end up on the Lakers, right? Say we entertain this thought that Carmelo ends up on the Lakers. What do you expect to happen for the Lakers going forward with Carmelo Anthony being a part of that team? If that happens.
I mean, I would only expect them to give him like, you know, the rest of the year, maybe a one or two year deal. You know what I'm saying? Second of all, with him, I think he adds more strength as so far as like powerful. He can play power forward. You know what I'm saying? I think he adds more buckets, more inside game. You know, he just 15 to 18 points a night.
You giving versus, them that
you know,
many
some of them young
tonight.
Guys, because at this point, Bron, depending on look at LeBron, he taking over games and basically ball hogging and doing his thing because he don't even trust the young guys around him.
That's true.
But I think if you put Melo in that lineup, Brian trusts Melo, man. And I think Melo being in a lineup with somebody who trusts him, I mean, it didn't work out in OKC, but come on, man. Who really works out with Westbrook? Let's be honest.
Nah, you ain't gonna put that on Westbrook. We ain't putting that shit on Westbrook, dog. We not gonna do that. We ain't gonna put that shit on Westbrook, man. Shit. Carmelo ain't been able to make it work in damn near any place he's been other than Denver. Other than Denver. It hasn't worked for him really anywhere else.
No, I consider New York a success.
Okay. That's not saying much.
No, it ain't. It ain't, but I still consider it a success.
Why would you consider that a success?
Because
what was successful about that run in New York?
The one time he did have a squad in New York, they did win 50 some games in back to back seasons and go to the second round to the playoffs. I mean, in a tough Eastern Conference with Boston and LeBron in a minute. You know what I'm saying? But everybody that he had, like Jason Kidd retired, Baron Davis went down and got hurt, Tyson, that all that shit, once that shit broke up, then he had them on the team and a bunch of nobodies and draft picks.
You mean the team that he kind of like forced to happen, though?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody did that but him.
Well, he didn't force it to happen. It wasn't his fault that New York gave up the house to Giddy.
Hey, he could have took his ass to Chicago. But
you would have loved that, wouldn't you?
No, actually, I think it would have been a stupid move for Chicago to do. And I was happy that they didn't re-sign him. And then they actually the Bulls were actually able to kind of get rid of some of the dead contractual weight that they had. Like, it was funny how, like, a lot of ex-Bulls was turning up in, like, New York Knicks uniforms. You know what I'm saying? What was that? Joakim Noah was over there. I want to say, did Derrick Rose end up in New York? Yeah, Derrick Rose is over there. Like, you looked up. Shit, and then you look up and Derrick Rose in fucking Minnesota, and then Jimmy Butler is in Minnesota. Like, it's like Chicago, ex-Chicago players tend to move in fucking like clumps to other fucking teams and shit. Yeah, but Cliff, you finally came by back in here, man. What's going on? Did you hear any of this conversation? Yeah, we can hear you.
God damn, I don't know what the fuck happened, man. But yeah, I heard a lot of shit. Just pissed me off. I'm sorry, yo.
Cliff coming in hot.
I'm coming in hot, man.
So what?
What
you think about that prospect of LeBron asking Carmelo or trying to get Carmelo over into LA, man? What you think about that shit?
I think Bud Light Orange is making Walt go crazy right now. Is all I'm saying, man.
Might be the chronic.
I don't give a damn if they best friends. I hate to say it, but. First of all, I love Carmelo. Okay, fantastic ball player.
I'm the only one on this show down on Carmelo.
What'd you say?
I said I'm the only one on this show down on Carmelo because I think he's done.
He's done. He's done. He was done when he went to fucking OKC. He was done. He was done. Okay, you know he. And here's the thing, man. Here's the thing. He ain't done shit since he was at Denver. Okay, period. He ain't done shit. When he was in New York, he still had a jumper, but that's when he began to be a defensive liability. Okay. Now he don't even give a fuck. Bottom line. Okay. He getting that check. When he went to Houston, he playing with another one of his homeboys. And guess what? He didn't do shit there. Okay. He didn't do shit in Houston. And I love CP3. I think he's one of the purest point guards.
Man, what the hell is going on tonight? Both Walt and Cliff. Man, let me refresh this shit, see what's going on. See if we can get this shit together. Let's reload this. This don't make no damn sense. We losing everybody. All right. All right. Let me bring these dudes back in here. Crowdcast is acting a damn donkey tonight. Oh shit, there you go. And there you go again. Just like gone. What the fuck is happening with this shit tonight? Oh shit, finally.
Yo.
Yeah, one of y'all back.
I don't know what the fuck, man.
Me neither.
Like, this ain't never happened.
I know.
I don't know what.
Can't trip on it, man. Just keep going. Just keep going.
But you understand what I'm saying, though. Like,
I get it. Trust me. I get it. It's pissing me off, too. But we got to keep going.
Okay. The show must go on.
Yeah. So finish making your point, man.
The bottom line is whoever picks up Carmelo is because they want to bring him on to give veteran advice to the young players. That's it. They're not bringing him on so he can put 30. It's not happening. He's not fast. He doesn't have the legs.
Nobody said anything about dropping 30.
Right? Which is fine. But is he going to be able to lead a team to the, you know, Eastern Conference Finals and make a difference? No. It's not happening, man. And I love Carmelo. I do. Guess what? I think this thing I should do a basketball, but I think after him and Lala broke up, it was over. His career was done.
Lala left
that ass. It was over. Lala left that ass. That jump shot was going, la la, see you later. Like, for real.
Tell him, Shay, they back together. Melo got his game back. All he needed is to put his hoodie back on.
You try to say like Tiger Woods, man, when Eden, what was his with Tiger Woods' wife name? Elin? Yeah, Elin. When Elin left Elin. His ass. Elin. Yeah. It was like Elin Norden or something like that. And when she left him, Tiger's game was never the same. She whooped his ass that golf club, man. It was never the same. So
never the same.
But yeah, man. Like I said, yeah. I think Carmelo should have took his ass to China, man. Pull the Stephon Marbury, resurrect his career over there. That could have worked.
Hey, all money is green, baby. That, you know what I mean?
Well, I don't know, man. It might be a little red or a little orange over there, you know.
It might be a yen. But you can convert.
Oh shit, this nigga that got disconnected again. God damn. He gonna come in. He gonna come back hollering, man. White. He gonna come back in like, God damn, what the fuck? This never happened before. But yeah, man. Shit, that's fucked up. Let me see if I can get him back in real quick because he got his topic was next. we gotta get Cliff back on the screen, man. Get him back in here.
Shuffle the itinerary.
Nah, man, we got to get everybody back, at least when we introduce new topics, man. Can't just be like out here all willy-nilly.
Here you go.
I'm so frustrated. Hey, swear to God. Y'all hear me?
We hear you just fine, man.
Yeah.
It's your turn, man. What you want to talk about tonight? What you got for us, bro?
So, of course, my favorite sports application, ESPN.com. An article. If this shit will fucking come up. What the fuck? I mean, is tonight like not my night? Hey, here we go. I know we all some football fans. You guys know who Brandon Browner is, right?
No, never heard
secondary.
Of
secondary.
Never heard of him.
Bomb ass quarterback. Played the league for a minute. So here's the headliner: Browner gets 8 years in prison in a murder case. Prosecutors say former NFL cornerback Ronald Browner has been sentenced to 8 years in prison for trying to kill his ex-girlfriend after breaking into her Southern California home. The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office said Bronner was sentenced Tuesday after pleading no contest to attempt murder as part of a deal with prosecutors. The 34-year-old also pleaded guilty to two misdemeanor counts of cruelty to a child. The judge ordered Bronner to stay away from the victim and her two children for 10 years. What the hell was they doing? He won a Super Bowl with Seattle and the Patriots, and he was arrested in July. It says, and investigators said Bronner broke into the apartment, chased and dragged the woman, and tried to smother her in her carpet. All right, man. Now, I am, how can I say this without sounding wrong? Ain't no woman worth me trying to kill, okay? Ain't no ass that good on the planet. And this is your ex? Like, what, if you done with her, right? You got two Super Bowl rings. Two Super Bowl. He won a ring. He won a, his first ring with Seattle when they had the when Russell got his first one. And then he won with New England when they beat Atlanta, right? Why you laughing, man? Why you laughing, dog?
I'm looking at what the fuck Shay just wrote in the chat. Like...
Hold on. Let me
see. She got that killer.
She got that killer.
Oh, no pun, right? No
God
pun.
God damn.
But
God,
but I mean,
damn.
Okay, let me just give you guys a visual of this dude. He's 6'2". He's like he's like 235. This chick is like 5'7", 140 pounds. You broke into her apartment. Okay? You broke into her crib and you tried to kill her by smothering her on the carpet. My question is, who the hell stopped him? They don't have all the details as far as what happened. But my point is this. You are a two-time Super Bowl champion. You have great stats. Nobody really has heard of him, but he's a quiet killer. He was
I've heard
quiet
of
killer. Okay.
I've heard
okay.
of him.
He was really good. He got his money. I know we always talk about money and cute quarterbacks getting paid too much, NBA players, baseball players, money. He got his money. He walked away from the game healthy. He didn't have no, like, well, who knows? He could have this probably can be the sign of him having a mental problem, right? But why would you go after your ex and try to kill her? And the judge said you can't see her for 10 years. You can't even go near her for 10 years. And this is just me. If I had two Super Bowl rings and a couple million in the bank and you my ex, I might not ever call you again ever in my life, yo, like ever. But it just, I mean, some things just don't add up to me. Why the hell are you calling her, man? Trying to kill her, breaking into her crib, and you got all these accolades, all this money, and you going after your ex boo thang at that. Maybe she gave him that package. Well, let's just hope not. But I don't know, man. Did y'all hear about this last week?
I heard about it.
I heard about it through you. I mean, shit. Truth be told, man, most sad reality is a lot of motherfuckers just simply don't give a shit about this sort of story. It would have been a much bigger story had it not been... I think had this been in another league, it would have been a much bigger story. But because...
What do you mean?
I think that so many different instances of shit. Domestic violence in the NFL. Fucking shit, drunk driving in the NFL. Fucking vehicular manslaughter in the NFL. Motherfuckers still being able to come back and play and all this other stuff. Dogfighting. And like, I think at a certain point it becomes a thing where, like, it's a sad reality that we don't really flinch at these things happening because of who's doing it. And the NFL has a large propensity for these sorts of things to happen, unfortunately. Like, we see this all the time. And yet a lot of these dudes, even despite all this shit that's going on in their lives, with this sort of shit going on in their life, they still go out there. Like, this dude them been convicted, he's going to jail. But a lot of these dudes have been in something similar or something just as violent, and they still got their asses on the football field on Sunday. You think about, what was that, Greg Hardy. You know what I'm saying? Like, Greg Hardy was beating the fuck out of his girlfriend, man. He had guns and all sorts of shit all over the place. And the Cowboys still signed him. He still had a fucking job. You think about, what was that, Dante Stallworth killed a motherfucker with his car. He still got a fucking job. He was still out there catching balls in the NFL. So it's like
Ray Lewis.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a whole lot of different stories of these cats, man. Like, shit, Ray Rice, when he was beating the hell out of Janiyah Rice in that fucking hall, in that elevator, before he was suspended, the fans in Baltimore was like, yo, they was cheering this motherfucker in training camp. Like, we got your back. Mm-hmm. We got your back, until the video came out and then everybody was looking like suckers. You know what I'm saying? But it's a sad reality, man. Like, where when we start talking about football, like, I think just because it's a football player, people just kind of roll their eyes because so many of these different instances happen with football players, unfortunately. And that's like,
yeah,
like this dude, like I said, like you said it, who it was. I'm like, well, I don't know this nigga, but I'm unfortunately not surprised. You know what I'm saying? Like, it, like, and I don't know if it has anything to do with the nature of the game, you know, the level of aggression that a guy got to have to be able to play that game and play it well. You know what I'm saying? And whether or not that's some shit that carries over into their normal life and they're not able to really, like, channel that shit in this proper way. But, yo, man, it's just one of those things. Like, I'm just like, it's to me, I'm just like, yeah, chalk up another one. I'm not surprised. And it's unfortunate. It's like,
not, you know what? It's, before you say something, Walt, just touch on you, Twan. I'm not saying I'm not surprised, but when these guys commit these acts, right? You know, I know money don't fix all problems, but yo, it will eliminate some for your boy. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
Man. A lot.
I mean, we say that though, right? We say that. Like, we can remember a time where me and you both, all three of us, shit, we could all remember times where, like, we were probably making a little bit less money than we're making right now. And we'd have been like, man, if I was making a little bit more than what I got right now, I wouldn't be doing X, Y, and Z. And then you got this money that you're making right now, and you still doing X, Y, and Z. So,
and you still like, if I was making a little bit more money than I'm making now, yeah, I like, wouldn't be doing.
Like, it becomes it, like, once you get there, like, you really don't know what in fact you really would be doing, or what things really would be worth to you. Like, you really don't know until you're in that position. And we can sit here in the spots that we're in now and be like, nah, it wouldn't be me. And truth be told, probably wouldn't be us, right? To a certain degree, depending on what, you know, like, I'm not going to, like, knocking chicks in the head and no shit like that. And I would expect you wouldn't be doing that either. But I'm just saying, like, I think the idea that because these dudes have money, like, you think about the fact that some of these dudes come from not having anything, having money doesn't fix the problems that they already had coming up. It actually, to some degree, like, magnifies the kind of person the motherfucker is, because now they got the money to just kind of go out and do what the fuck it is they really wanted to do in the first damn place.
True. What you got, Walt?
All right. Well, we kind of veered off. Like, refresh the question again. What was you asking?
Well, I mean, I really wasn't asking anything. I mean, just your take on the whole situation. This dude, 2-time champion, definitely got a couple big contracts in the league, you know, retired. I think he's retired 2 years now. I mean, this dude got accolades up the ass, Pro Bowler, whole nine.
And he did some dumb shit.
And the thing is, he broke into this chick's crib and tried to smother her on the carpet.
And he did some dumb shit.
I don't understand it.
I agree with Span pretty much on everything he said. You can't really sum it up any better. It's the NFL, man. We expect certain shit. I mean, these dudes, first of all, they hopped up on drugs all the time. Half of them on, you know, steroids and painkillers and every fucking thing else. And then on top of that, you know, their head messed up from all of the hitting and everything else. I'm not making excuses for it or whatever the case may be. I'm just saying, it's like Span said, it's almost like, You expect it from them. You know, every year it's a different story about a different person. Like, is this dude even to them doing stupid shit. Like, what was the cowboy dude name that was stealing the underwear and shit out the department store? That guy, like, you making millions of dollars and you get caught stealing out the damn stuff. Like, they just do dumb shit. These are NFL players, man. I hate to say it, but they are like the dictionary definition of dumb jocks. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is, man. And it's sad to see people, you know, get caught up, constantly getting caught up in these situations. Like, and then you got so many examples in front of you from people who came before you, who made some of the same dumbass decisions and the same dumbass mistakes. And then you go right behind them and do the same shit, man. It just don't make no sense. But, you know, money allows people to be assholes, man. Money allows people to, if they don't get away with everything, they at least think they can. And that's where the problem lies. So,
yeah, and that's a lot to do with it too, man. Like, you think about like some athletes, man, where you've been catered to most of your like time coming up, especially when you shown that you had real talent and real ability, and people look at you as if like, yo, like that dude is going to be somebody. And folks start attaching themselves to you in certain ways because they look like you look like you're going to be somebody. And after a while, everybody is making a way for you to just kind of be this asshole. Nobody's telling you no. You know what I'm saying? And it kind of breeds that sort of, you know, that sort of like, yo, I can get away with any sort of thing. Now, I don't know if like, you know, I don't know if that's like, well, it's not indicative of all pro athletes by any means. But it just seems like there's a particular concentration of that sort of shit happening within the NFL, where like a lot of these dudes are getting caught up in so many of these domestic violence cases. This one here, fucking attempted murder. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what it is, man. I don't know if it's a CTE. I don't know if it's a history. I don't know what it is, but it's amazing that we're seeing a concentration of this happening in this sport and in this league. And like I said, the funny thing about it is like a lot of these dudes are having instances like this happen and coming up in the news and everything else. And they were still out there playing. Like the teams, nobody gave a fuck so long as my man could rush for 100 yards. Nobody gave a fuck as long as my man could get to the quarterback. Nobody gave a fuck as long as my man can catch the ball over the top. It's like we let the shit pass because, yo, he helping our team win. You know what I'm saying? So.
Say they let LT sniff for 8 ball before the game. Huh?
Man,
I know, right? He admitted that.
You seen motherfucking any given Sunday.
I forgot who it was. One of them dudes said they got when they leave the game and they go into the locker room, it's like a big bowl, like a candy bowl full of painkillers and shit, opiates and shit like that, just sitting there for you to take. Like, that's some fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Football, of course, we all know is the most aggressive sport, and you know that mentality. It definitely is. It bleeds onto the everyday life for some players. You know,
right? And this is not all, and we'll make that shit clear too. It ain't everybody,
right?
It definitely ain't everybody.
And you know, a few guys that I knew that played in the league when I was in Nashville. You know, them guys, man, they didn't even. They actually had to build themselves up in the locker room to get that intensity, because not everybody just really feels that way. You know what I'm saying? But to me, you know, situations like this are above the game. They have nothing to do with the game. And, you know, I really feel like it's extremely important to have the right people around you to help you control your behavior, man, you know, and all that. And we all know these guys are young, you know, making fat checks weekly. So it's sad, but you know, I just hate to see my young black and brown go down for something that you can just walk away from, man. You know, this is not a situation like with Ray Rice where you got your girl, your wife, whoever she was, his wife at the time, talking stuff to you in your face and, you know, in the elevator. And, you know, he actually went to her, you know, so It's just wild, but you know, no need to go off a tangent on that. Just want to let y'all know, Bears are winning against the Rams right now. I know y'all care, but
nobody cares.
Nigga, please.
All right, man. So we gonna switch to
nice hat.
We gonna switch the topics, man.
I ain't hear Walt.
I said, that's a nice hat, though. Not.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. You know, all of them nice, baby. Look at his bad face.
I don't know about all that. But we talking basketball. We going back to the NBA, man. Because, I kind of want to, like, celebrate a little bit. I kind of do.
Yes.
I kind of do. Yes. Because the Bulls have finally fired Fred Hoiberg's ass. Yes.
Fantastic.
They done fired the motherfucker they never should have hired in the first goddamn place. This was like a revisit of when Jerry Krause hired Tim Floyd out of Iowa State, and the Bulls went to sucking all the ass, like, after Jordan left the squad, man. Like, they went from fucking, like, you know, winning 3 straight championships to the bottom of the league for the next 10 goddamn years, damn near. And, man, it's a celebration, right? Celebration. Here's the deal, though. Wait, matter of fact, let me pull up some of Fred Hoiberg's stats, because this is – the motherfucker was – he was the Bulls coach for 3.5 years. He had a winning percentage of 42%. The most games he won as Bulls coach was 42 games. He never finished higher than 4th in the Central Division. Not the conference, my niggas. The division. All right? He went to the playoffs once, and that was his first. Wait. No, he didn't. He went to the playoffs his second season. He missed the playoffs his first season. And they lost in the first round. So some of this has been said, like, folks have been talking about, well, like, you know, he never had the opportunity to put the kind of play. He never had the players to play in his type of system. He had a freewheeling offensive system that he was trying to implement. And, you know, Gar Foreman and John Paxson never really gave him the players to play in this particular offense or whatever. Some people were saying that he lost the locker room. But I got a couple stories, man. I'm not going to read all of them, but I'm going to read a little bit from this article that comes out of the Sun-Times. It says that the narrative on Fred Hoiberg's firing earlier this week continues taking on a life of his own, especially under the spotlight of the national media. The easy storyline now is that Hoiberg lost the locker room, despite players continuing to come out and shoot that down like Bobby Portis did on Saturday. Meanwhile, the front office has done very little to step in and throw a life preserver in the direction of their former coach, instead letting the narrative become reality, and a good reason why. The Sun-Times has learned from multiple sources that it wasn't the locker room that Hoiberg lost, but in fact a relationship with general manager Gar Foreman. According to the sources, Hoiberg was approached by several key players during the 2016-17 playoff season, including the likes of Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade, and told that they didn't want Foreman around them or part of the traveling party because of the distrust they had in him. According to one player, Foreman was even trying to draw up plays for the team to run that looked like some straight out of high school shit, man. Wanting to do right by his players, Hoiberg took the complaints above Foreman's head, and when Foreman heard about it, he was irate enough to want to remove Hoiberg from his post immediately. Now, I have been on record, me and Cliff, I believe, have been on record to say that both John Paxson and Gar Foreman need to get the fuck up out of here. Right? Get their asses the fuck up out of here. Both of us have said that. We was arguing with each other when we said the shit, but we said the shit. We both want all of them to, like, Fred Hoiberg and get the fuck up out of here. Fucking Gar Foreman, get the fuck up out of here. John Paxson, get the fuck up out of here. They gutted this squad. The Bulls just lost the largest fucking game in franchise history. They let the Celtics come into Chicago and beat their ass by 56 fucking points, yo. 56. The star player on this team is goddamn Zach LaVine, who was a fucking third. He was the third dude on Minnesota. He's the star in Chicago now. This is what the fuck we building around. Contest. Man, fuck that. All of them niggas need to be gone. I was so happy that Fred Hoiberg's ass was gone, but also Gar Paxson, Gar Paxson, both of them niggas. Gar Foreman and John Paxson, both of their asses need to be the fuck up out of there. Cliff, what you thinking about this shit, man? Because I know you just as high as I am.
If we was in church right now and they was passing, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Anybody?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay. Yep.
Your thing went out. Okay. If we was in church, if it was tithing time right now, I'd be putting in my whole check. Gospel, bro. The whole gospel. And you know, I think the day that Fred got fired, we was on the text, and I sent the link. You sent the link, and then I was like, I know y'all too happy right now.
Nigga.
In the same day. but no, man, I think what needs to happen. They started from the bottom. They got rid of Fred. They got to go up some more. They got to go up some more, man, because.
Oh, man. That nigga done fell off the map. Why the nigga done fell off the map? I got to find something to sell, you know, because we got to do this right, man.
You can't have this segment without Cliff. It's not right. You can't have it without him.
So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate and party with you.
We gotta get Cliff back up in here though, man.
We gon' celebrate and have a good time. Yeah, yeah. We gon' celebrate and have a good time. Well, it's time.
All right, that wasn't a version I really was looking for, but it was right there, so fuck it. We got to get Cliff. He was about to go on a tangent, man. I know he was about to start cooking.
Man, he was. I'm hurt because I'm ready to hear what he had to say.
Man, Crowdcast, y'all ain't shit for fucking up the show tonight, I tell you.
Not tonight.
Man, he was about to start cooking. Come on, Cliff, get back in here, man.
There we go. We cannot have a bull segment without Cliff, man. We cannot.
You out here pulling a Walt, nigga. Come on, man.
I'm about to throw this fucking computer across the fucking room.
Hey, man, you notice Cliff being a different location every time he do the show?
I know, right? A nigga be in the garage, nigga be in the bar, nigga be in the basement, nigga be
everywhere.
We gonna fuck around. Cliff gonna be in the goddamn bedroom with a shirt off and shit doing the show. Like, come on, bro, put the titties up. Like, come on, man, what you doing?
That nigga gonna be on the toilet and shit.
No, first anyway, of all, before
he gonna bum ass boys, let's go.
Before I be on the toilet, that nigga Span will be on the toilet, not me. Get that shit right. That nigga Span will be on the toilet.
So what, nigga? But I don't know where I ended.
But you know, I don't know where I ended. They got bottom line, and here it is. They got rid of Fred. They need to get rid of Pax.
Not again, man.
You suck tonight. You suck tonight.
No, I'm
just gonna give you a nice. I'm not gonna do it, but tonight you deserve it.
You're right, man. You're right. Crowdcast do got a Hoiberg family member working for them tonight, man.
Oh man.
Hey, Hoiberg peoples is in the Crowdcast offices, and they do, they're like, oh, y'all don't like motherfucker Hoiberg? Y'all don't like our cuz? This would have sound like to us.
Okay. Cliff back.
You say he back. I don't see him.
No, I said, until we get Cliff back, allow me to say, while you guys are going through this little thing here with your Bulls, allow me to say, the Pistons don't look that bad right now.
Come on, bro. Stop doing this to yourself.
I'm just going to throw that out there.
Stop doing this to yourself. Stop passing on mediocrity as excellence, man.
I'm just going to throw that out there. Pistons don't look that bad. Excuse me, Cliff. No, you get back in the room and talk shit. Don't talk shit in the chat. You get back in the room. Hey, then man, talk shit.
Stop throwing up. stop acting like y'all mediocrity is like excellence and shit. Just don't do it to yourself, man. Don't do it to yourself, Walt.
Why can't I get one of them hate buttons? I need one of them hate buttons.
You need a hate button?
Give me that.
Oh, man. Hate, I need hate, the hate, 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 hate.
Yeah, right now the Pistons is what? 13 and 11. And they done lost four straight.
Yeah, they lost four straight. I'm a little crushed about it. But,
yeah.
They'll get back. They'll get back. It's okay.
You think so?
They're not at the bottom of the Eastern Conference.
Hey, man, why you got to bring up new shit?
I mean, Fred Hoiberg was the topic. The Bulls was the topic. I'm still on topic.
Why you had to do that, though? why you had to do that? You know what I'm saying? I mean,
all Michigan teams suck. Add me, says Cliff. Cliff says add him.
Why you got to throw salt in the wound, though, Walt? I mean, we go way back, bro. I wouldn't have did that to you, man.
I mean, y'all be jumping on me, man, when it comes to my business, man. Y'all made fun of my Blake Griffin poster.
Well, yeah, I mean, because, you know, you hopped on that one. You hopped on that one real quick.
I got that poster because I went to the game because I'm an actual fan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Talk about my Blake Griffin poster. Yeah. Y'all made me take my poster down.
That's all right, man.
That's why you don't see the poster in the background no more. Y'all made me take my poster out.
Hey, man, stop being a bitch and come on.
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
Oh, man, where is this nigga, man?
In the chat talking about my poster. He said Adam.
Damn it, I did.
No, you know what, man? The Bulls right now, they reaping what they sowed, man. They shouldn't have did Thibodeau the way they did.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you, man.
What the fuck?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe you should get closer to where your Wi-Fi is, man. Like,
dude, my router is right here. My router is right here.
You're trying to do the podcast from your cell phone.
My cell? What are you talking about? This is a laptop.
I'm just messing with you.
Is it a MacBook? It looked like he done froze up again. Let this be a lesson to all you Apple motherfuckers that for all the money that y'all pay for that shit.
He froze.
Yeah, your ass about to leave too. Goddamn. Right. Hey, Ethernet cable say like my shit is hardwired like a motherfucker, man. I learned my lesson a long time ago. Can't be doing this kind of shit on some goddamn Wi-Fi. Yes. Oh, Shay is new. Shay, oh baby, I am not a fan of Apple. I am not.
Shay, you're gonna get the Apple hate from Spain. Trust me.
I am not a fan by any stretch.
Notice every time he mentioned his iPhone, he will say it's the work related iPhone.
That work issued iPhone. I will my wife uses that and my daughter uses that. I will not. Only because the job made a nigga do it. That's the only way they can get me to use a fucking iPhone. It was respect. It damn sure was, because I had a OnePlus 3T too, man. I was like, oh man, this motherfucker got a OnePlus 3T. Yep. I gave that one to my brother, man. He had a OnePlus 3T. He was, hold on. We was at NegroCon, and he had his OnePlus 3T. I'm like, oh shit. Somebody else in this bitch got a OnePlus 3T. And I was pulling that bitch out. Like,
and everyone else had an iPhone.
No, everyone else didn't even know what the fuck the OnePlus 3T was, bro. Like, the OnePlus been putting out some dope-ass phones. But, you know, I got a Pixel now to go with the Note.
I saw that.
Yeah, man. I got to wait, though. I got to wait, like, 3 months before I can send my Note 9 back to T-Mobile. It's some bullshit. So, Cliff, you know, you going to join us anytime here?
Shout out to my girl sitting over in the corner looking pretty.
Shout out to Walt girl in the corner looking pretty.
Looking beautiful as ever.
Looking beautiful as ever. Hey, Walt trying to sweet talk himself into some loving tonight. We see you, boy. Hold on. Let's help Walt set the mood, y'all. Hold on. Let's help Walt set the mood while we wait for this nigga Cliff to come back.
Hold on. Cliff ain't coming back. It's over for Cliff. Man.
You say he ain't coming back?
You gonna pad?
Man, the scene was so thick. Low rise. 7-7-6.
This really wasn't the plan for. Oh, man.
Blacks. All the players.
all the hustle. I'm talking about a black man heaven here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's beginning to look a lot like what?
Nah, that actually wouldn't help you with your woman at all. I know what we can do. I got just a song, man. I got just a song. This shit then went from sports to motherfucking seduction all in 10 minutes because we can't get to Crowdcast to give us any goddamn act right. But here you go, Walt, man. Go ahead, turn those speakers up, man. Go ahead, try to get close. Right now, man. Go ahead, get close, man. Yeah,
look, I get me close. I'm gonna be wearing that drink she hold over.
Yeah, baby.
Last night, you were so into it.
Hey man, it's time for you to make your move, there, boy. No,
I'm scared.
That's funny. That's funny.
I'm scared.
Yeah, but yo. I guess we could go ahead and start fucking wrapping this shit up, man, because Crowdcast is acting like really crazy, and we do need to kind of get up out of here.
It's not our night.
It has, well, you know what, man? We've been making the best of what we, you know, what we could, but yo, man, Crowdcast has really been fucking with us tonight. So we're going to go ahead and start winging it, y'all.
We'll do it live. Okay. We'll do it live. Fuck it.
What you got for us to wing on, Walt?
I tweeted about this the other day. And I'm going to say it live here on this podcast. Dwight Howard, hang him up. Mm. Just hang up the shoes, hang up the jersey, fade off into the sunset, bro. You don't want the problems that the media and the world about to put on you from all this. It's not going to boil. It's not going to go well in the locker room. It's too much. And right now, your headlines are bigger than your stat lines. The noise is outweighing the production. Hang up the sneakers, bro. I feel bad for Dwight. I mean, you know what one man do in the bedroom or behind closed doors is his business, and I don't judge him for that. But when you in the public spotlight, man, that's got to be a lot to wear on your shoulders. I can't see his career going nowhere but down after all this publicity and all this bullshit. So Dwight Howard, if you're listening, hang him up, bro. Fade off into the sunset so we can forget about who you are, man, and go on and live your life. You got the bag, you got the money, I'm sure you got some cheese that, you know, stashed away or whatever, man. Go live your best life, man, and fade off into the sunset. It's over,
man. That's interesting. Think Dwight Howard's career over, but you still think Carmelo got some gas? That's funny.
You know, but it ain't about the game on the floor though, that, man. It's about
I'm,
the.
I'm
the,
saying
the,
that's the, to me. I'm still saying that's funny. That's funny that you think that Dwight Howard should go ahead and hang him up, but Carmelo should go ahead and go. Yeah, that's funny, bro. That's funny style. I'm winging it on the release of the Jordan 11 Concords yesterday. I want to congratulate every last one of y'all who were able to cop a pair yesterday. Your man's man slept. Literally, I was asleep when the motherfucking Concords went on sale yesterday. I also, Nike reserved a pair for me Thursday. And I missed my reservation Thursday. I got up.
Read the chat.
I see Shay talking about she got a pair for me to hit her up, man. I might do that, but I'm just saying. Let me go and do with that. I got up at 11:05 Saturday morning. And I went to the sneakers app, and they still had them on sale, but they only had them in the 13. Your man Span don't wear a 13. I wear a size 8.5. I saw people stomping each other out for those damn Jordans. And truth be told, I'm not judging y'all at all. Real talk. Like, I've waited in line for some shit that I really wanted before. It was a Nexus 4 phone I've done that for. My PlayStation 4, I stood in line for that motherfucker when it first came out. I'm not even judging them. I'm actually judging the motherfuckers who judge the people who wait in line for the shit that they really like. I'm judging you motherfuckers. Because every time a Jordan release comes out, the one that everybody wants, you always got niggas on the sideline talking about, this was wrong with black people. They'll go and do this shit, man. They don't want to go and stand in line and vote. They don't want to go do this, that. I'm like, man, fuck you, nigga. Mind your business. They like what they like. They gonna spend the money on what they like. They gonna wait in line on the shit that they like. And truth be told, a lot of you niggas do the exact same shit for the shit that you like. Now, I'm not about that waiting in line life. I will continue to buy my shit on the app. And if I can't get it on the app, then I won't get them. And I'm damn sure not to pay over retail for them. If I gotta pay over retail for them, then I don't want them. But shout out to everybody who got themselves a pair of Jordan 11 Concords, man. It's a classic shoe, iconic shoe. I wish I could have got some, but truth be told, man, I done got five pair of Jordans within the last 2 months. I couldn't even really be mad, bro. So, yeah, man, that's what I'm winging it on tonight. And it don't
rich
look...
rich nigga shit.
It don't look like the homeboy Cliff gonna be able to get back in here, man. He's not even showing up as somebody in the damn... he's not even here. Not even here. So we're gonna go ahead and wrap this up, man. We're gonna remind you guys how to get in touch with... And we didn't do this at the beginning of the show. Well, we gotta remind you guys how to get in touch with us over here at the Spare... Not the Spare Report. Damn, Spare. The Beer and Chicken Podcast. Let your voices be heard. Go ahead and hit up that hotline at area code 313-288-0485. That's area code 313-288-0485. Leave those voicemail messages. We'll play them on the show. We'll respond right here. You can also email us here at feedback@beerandchickenpod.com. That's feedback@beerandchickenpod. Leave us those emails. We'll read those emails here and reply live on the show. Hit us up on Twitter. My name is Mr. Underscore Span. Walt is Walt Locked Down on Twitter. And the homeboy Cliff is DJ Neff 2 on these Twitter streets. Go ahead, follow us. Chop it up with your mans throughout the week. Go to the Spare Report Podcast Network store. Get yourself some merch. Get yourself a Beer and Chicken Podcast t-shirt and or hoodie. Get yourself both, man. With a mug, too. Like a coffee mug because it's cold outside. I know you want them warm drinks. So go ahead and do that, man. Get yourself some merch over at the Beer and Chicken Podcast store. Get you some Beer and Chicken merch at the Spare and Pour Podcast Network store over at TeePublic, man. The link will be in the show notes. It's also on the website, the TSRPN store. They'll take you right there, man. And 5-star reviews on iTunes and or Stitcher Radio. The 5-star reviews are the ones that get read on here. Right, shit. Those are the ones that get read right here on the show. We'll read those 5-star reviews, man. And, you know, we appreciate everybody who goes about the business of doing that, man. It really does help the show grow. It doesn't cost you a dime, man. Just 2 minutes of your time to let everybody know why you're fucking with us over here at this, the Beer and Chicken Podcast. And that is about it. I think we're going to do one more show before the end of the year, y'all. We got one more show in us.
One more.
We're going to finish out on show number 32, and then we're going to kick it off on 33. In 2018, we're going to kick it off real strong. But, yo, next week's show is our last show for the year for the Beer and Chicken Podcast, man. So we really do appreciate everybody who's in the chat room. Shout out to Canuck Dave. Shout out to Shay. And shout out to everybody who's going to listen to this next, well, you know, not live, but when you listen to it. So, yeah, we'll talk to y'all. But until next time, fam, peace.
Peace.